St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Parish held its first Mass in December of 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor, in a building that still stands in downtown Logan. The location of the parish changed over the years and at one time was located on the campus of Utah State University. And then, in 2006, the parishioners relocated to a new facility in North Logan, where celebrations marking the 75th anniversary of the parish took place this month. Dr. Corey Evans is director of the USU Chamber Singers. He and others who perform here recognize St. Thomas as a place of worship through not only word, but music.
Anyone who's ever been to Europe, one of the great things choirs love more than anything is to sing in these beautiful acoustic spaces. And the cathedrals in Europe and others are what come to mind. They've also got a really great organ, and it just sounds fantastic in there. A very warm sound. It's not too live. Everyone that goes there just loves the spirit of the building, and music really thrives in that space.
The relationship between USU's music department and the parish has been ongoing and features live performances in a space Evan says works well for live recordings.
They've been a huge part of our community for a long time. And I know Sergio Bernal, our orchestra director, felt that it would be important that we have a musical celebration as part of this 75th anniversary celebration. We're fortunate that he asked me if the chamber singers would come and sing. And so we're excited to be able to collaborate with the orchestra and help out with this celebration.
Evans will conduct the combined USU Choral Ensemble and Low Brass Choir during the Winter Songs concert in December as part of ongoing celebrations marking the diamond anniversary of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Parish in Logan. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.